They all should have heard what he said. He's repenting. He said, any mistake I made or what I'm not doing, what you're teaching me, I ask you to forgive me. It's so important. To me, this is the most important thing in my life, of sharing the word and the God, word of God with you. And I spend my whole lifetime preparing myself for this. Tonight we will go in some spaces that you will never forget. And it will improve your life. Improve your victory. Improve the fruit of the Spirit in your life, your joy, your peace. You see, you've been designed to rule in the Spirit. It's not just hearing the word, it's, as a young man was repenting, it's doing the word. And when you do it, you become more aware of who you are and what the Lord has done for you. So pay close attention tonight. We're going to deal with some very important things. Father, we thank you so much that we've come through the weather to be here tonight. And I thank you that every person was faithful enough to be here, that extra blessing be on their lives. I release it in Jesus' name. And I thank you that you open the scriptures to us and that we'll see exactly what we need to see. And whatever we need to straighten out or correct or whatever trying to come against us, we'll know how to deal with it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You can open your Bible or your phone or whatever way you're looking. Ephesians chapter 4. I would like for it to be placed on the board, Ephesians 4 in the Passion Bible. Again, I got to go back to it. Yes, the Passion Translation. Ephesians chapter 4. For we're going to lay some guidelines to improve your walk with God. Amen. Ephesians 4:11 in the Passion Bible, I think they caught a hold of something that is very important, because the grace life is so clear and is so powerful that Satan had done all he could for the church to not know how it worked. Okay? Grace, I want you to write this down. It's coming in my spirit now. Grace is a divine guarantee that what God said is yours, he's already done it for you. So if sickness comes in your body, you got a guarantee I'm healed. Good. If there's slack, a lack come in your life, you got a guarantee I won't be broke. It's the word grace is interchangeable with the cross, I told you. It actually interchangeable with Jesus, because all that Jesus is in the grace life. Notice I said grace life. Write that down. Grace life. Yes. Because your life is going to make some turns. It's not going to be hard to make. It just by revelation and insight, you'll make them. Might make them a little at a time, but it's going to be so powerful, the little is going to be big in the spirit world. You follow what I'm saying? Then it come down into the physical world, the mental world, the imagination. All of those things are going to be so powerful. So pay close attention. I want to put this on the board because I think the translators did a splendid job in seeing what the Holy Spirit was aiming to tell us in the book of Ephesians about the fivefold ministry gift, about the fivefold aspect of grace, and how much it means to you. So here in the 11th verse, and he has appointed some with grace to be apostle, some with grace to be prophet, some with grace to be evangelist, some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. He kept saying grace. He called all of office of grace. So grace must be important. the more you know about it, the better off you're going to be. Say in the 12th verse, their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own work of ministry. As they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. That's what it's all about, right? Now, notice what he says here. Now, these grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness in the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one in a perfect man with the full dimensions, plural, of spiritual maturity. The full dimension, write that down, the full dimension dimension is plural, of spiritual maturity and fully developed. I like that. Fully dimension of spiritual maturity and fully developed in the abundance of Christ. Look at that. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
We're going to taste and eat some of that tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right? He says, become one into a perfect man with the full dimensions of spiritual maturity. I like that term. Full dimension of spiritual maturity.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing that?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go down?
Yes, sir.
And fully developed into the abundance of Christ. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, sir.
Those two terms. And then it says in the 14th verse, and then our what? Immaturity we're in. We're here to kill your immaturity tonight. That when something come up, you'll know how to handle it spiritually. You'll know how to handle it with the word, all right? And then our immaturity we're in. Wow. And we will not be easily shaken by trouble. Listen, y'all listening?
Yes,
I think the translator did a good job.
Yes,
not led astray by novel teaching. You know what novel teaching is? Novel teaching. No depth.
Right.
No growth.
Yes,
no insight.
Yes.
I don't want that.
No.
I don't want to come just sit here and say I've been to church.
Right.
I want some shifting in my life. That's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be getting blessed. You come out here, you're supposed to get blessed. You're supposed to grow. You're supposed to mature in spiritual things. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
These verses are so important. And then our immaturity will end, and we will not be easily shaken by trouble, nor led astray by novel teaching. What is novel teaching? Novel, N-O-V-E-L. I'll tell you an exchange for it. Emotional teaching.
Yes.
Now, how long do emotion last? I feel good. But the fight on now. And the emotion is dwindling away because it was basically from my flesh.
Right.
So the day of being novel Christians are over. Let me read if I had to reread it. I'm going to the 16th verse. And then I'm going to pull some joints out. In the spirit world that you may take a hold of.
Yes, sir.
He says in the 24th, in the 14th verse, and then our immaturity will end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we'll not be easily shaken by trouble, nor led astray by novel teaching about a false doctrine of deceivers who teach clever lies. Jesus Christ. Clever. You ever heard a clever lie? But instead, we will remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. All our direction and ministries will flow from Christ and lead us deeper into Him your anointed head of his body, the church. Then the 16th verse in this translation says, for his body have been formed in his image. We're in his image. And it's closely joined together and constantly connected as one. We're constantly, remember, no matter what come up, you are constantly connected with the solution. Oh, my goodness. No matter what comes up from this night forward, I want you to know that you're constantly connected with the solution. I love that. I don't care if it be sickness, disease. I don't care what the doctor report is, the lawyer report. I don't care what nobody report is, the government report. I'm constantly connected with the solution. There's a solution for everything that you have to deal with.
Yes.
Now, that's just good teaching now.
Yes.
I mean, we can go right now. Go on to the house. There's a solution for every situation you connected to.
Yes.
And it runs in the dynamics of what we're going to teach with. It's running the dynamics of grace. Grace has such great dynamics because grace is actually Christ in manifestation.
Wow.
When you learn about grace, you're learning about how to manifest Christ.
Yes, sir.
In a crisis or in a situation.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
This is not novel teaching. This is not Sunday school. This is maturity. We're talking about maturity. We're talking about maturing in grace. Maturing in what God has already provided for us. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Let me try to read you 16 verse. For his body had been formed in his image. His clothes had joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member, and every member, and every member, and every member, and every member had been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love.
Yes.
Now tonight I want to teach you the secrets, plural, secret is plural, secrets of living in your grace spaces.
Yes.
The secrets of living in your grace spaces. There's a lot of grace spaces that God have made that has already overcome the world. Not overcoming, has already overcome. That's why Satan do not want you to understand how powerful grace is. So the secret of living in your grace spaces, then I'm going to go way down here and get something else to give you that's going to set you up in there. Grace has already created your world. Learn by faith how to walk in it.
Wow, sir.
That's good.
Uh-huh. I heard it.
How many heard that?
Yes, sir.
Grace has already created your world.
Yes, sir.
Learn by faith how to walk in it. Listen very carefully. The enemy tries to block all revelation about grace in your life.
Whoa.
For he knows that his total defeat is in your revelation of grace.
Yes.
So with pastors and ministers not following the design of the fivefold ministry gifts, grace had not been given its right place. Therefore, we're working short on power by just doing it by prayer, just doing it by faith. No, you need grace because grace is the setup. It's already done. So notice now, the enemy tried to block all revelation about grace in your life. If he can do that, he can defeat you. For he knows that his total defeat, once a person learns how to operate in grace, mm-hmm. it's his defeat.
That's right.
So what you're doing now, you're putting Satan in defeat.
Yes,
as you study about God's grace.
That's good.
You got to listen very carefully to this one. He wants to build emotional graves in our midst. When the emotion wears off, there's no foundation to stand on. You know, because when a person starts teaching like I'm teaching now, the normal church is not aware of the value of it. They want something to rhyme and something to emotionally move them. And so here's what the Spirit is saying. They are not listening deep enough.
Come on, sir.
See what I'm saying? In teaching like this, it calls you have to listen, because strong values of the Spirit begin to touch you on the inside.
Yes, sir.
And you're becoming a stronger person. You're becoming someone that the enemy cannot pull your string.
Amen.
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 You come to learn how to make, listen to this, divine decision.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm hearing this too, because the Spirit is talking. Divine decision. In other words, you don't just make natural or physical or mental or psychological decision, but you make divine decision. The divine decision means that it got to come to pass.
Yes, sir.
It's supernatural. And you designed to live supernatural. You designed to live above the standard of this world, above the standard of Satan, above the standard of demonic forces, above the standard of all opposition. You have in you power to live beyond all that, but not by religion, not by tradition, not by feeling.
All right.
But by revelation.
Yes, sir.
And let's talk about grace revelation. Revelation of grace. Revelation of what the cross has already provided.
Yes.
Jesus dying on the cross was provided grace, and grace covered Genesis to Revelation.
Yes. Right.
See. Because your steps. I want to say trillions of miles ahead of the law now.
Yes, sir.
And trying to work for it.
Uh-huh.
No. You're called tonight to receive it.
Yes.
Believe it and receive it.
Yes,
that's it?
Believe it.
You are, I'm repeating, a child of God.
Yes,
you have God nature.
Yes, sir.
You cannot live in the flesh. You cannot live in the mental man. You got to go deep down inside and let the Spirit of God speak to your spirit and give you divine wisdom and divine enlightenment and divine insight, divine peace, divine joy. No matter how it look, I'll keep my joy, because my joy is going to change it. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Satan wants to shut down or shut the power of the cross off in your life. And they do that by making you grace ignorant.
Yes, sir.
And then the pulpit, I know I'm going to get rapped on, but the pulpit is grace ignorant.
Right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because they cut the apostle out. They got a thing on line now, write your whole outline for your sermon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
AI.
AI, you just point you in there, what you want to preach about, they'll give it to you. And not by the Holy Spirit. We're making exchanges here.
Yes.
See? And you growing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I like to say growing and flowing.
All right. Say that.
I mean, if these Bible classes don't enhance and advance your life, it don't worth nothing. But it could be sent to you, and it could be revealed to you, but nobody can do it for you. Yeah. You know what the Bible scripture said? Don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word, right? The scripture said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. What? Ask what you will. Really mean make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and you'll get it. Make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and you'll get it.
Yes.
Why you get it? Because nobody can stop it.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, brace yourself, because I'm about to say something.
Come on.
Because it's going to take you a while to catch it. It might make you a little dizzy, but I'm going to say it. When you walk in a room, God walk in the room. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Because all the abilities of God is on the inside of you. What was it, Lord? Please don't just be a church member.
Amen.
Know that you're a member of the family of God.
Yes.
You're sons and daughters. You have divine rights. You have divine rights. You have rights to have divine insight in every situation. Woo!
Yes.
Divine insight in every situation, because you have divine rights, because you the sons and daughters of the divine God. Paul. Don't jump. Pause. Wait. Listen.
Yes, sir.
He's going to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You got to be spiritual enough. You listening?
Yes, sir.
To move in flesh awkwardness. Because a lot of things he's going to say to you are going to be awkward to your flesh. And your flesh is going to say, don't do that. But you're going to have to know, when he told that man trying to get his eyesight, he put mud in his eye.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the complete opposite. I mean, you in the laboratory, you're going to get your cleaning stuff and disinfectant and all that stuff. And Jesus slapped mud in your eye. He won't know if you believe I can do it. See, mud been slapping all of our eyes. Because you can't, something that God's going to do for you, you can't fully see it. That's why you got to operate in faith. Oh, my God. Some answers God give you, it don't sound like the right answer. Because he's not working 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. Come on, he's not working 1, 2, 3. He's not working A, B, C. He's working from a realm that creates. I'll tell you something else. Brace yourself. You're a creator.
Yes, sir.
You have divine power in you that can't be still. We're just waiting. Say it, girl. I dare you. Say it. There you say it. Say it. Say it. Say something out of the ordinary. Say something. Say something that look impossible. Say it. Don't climb that mountain. Tell that mountain to move out of the way.
Yeah.
We've been climbing the mountain, ta, 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 and going up the mountain. You can say it. Tell the mountain, Mark 11:23 said it.
Yeah.
Move out of my way.
Yeah.
But because you got that type of divine power on the inside of you. Well, what this going to do, these lessons going to cause you to fall in love with God more. It's going to take the technical stuff out. What I can do, is what he has done. I want to learn what he has already done, what is already mine. I don't want no religion. I want revelation. I want enlightenment. I don't want just excitement. I want enlightenment. I want to see where I'm going in the spirit. See. Satan wants to shut the power of the cross off in your life. He wants you to go to something else. So he'll teach you something else. Without grace. What I said?
Without grace.
We have no space in the realm of the spirit. Without grace, without understanding grace, without backing up, putting it in reverse. Some of y'all have been in church a long time, and some of these things that are going to be said about grace, you never heard them. A lot of them I never heard either. I'm praying and getting prepared to come teach you. And the Lord started talking about some things about grace. I said, whoa, my goodness. You ready?
Yes, sir.
This is strong. I'm going to give it to you. You must permit a grace invasion in your life right now. Ownership. Done. Finished. Jesus said, it is finished. So when things don't look right, I'm looking the wrong way. I'm looking at it out of my imagination and my soul, but I'm not looking at it out of my spirit. Grace trains you to look out of your spirit. Not your physical eyes, but your spiritual eyes. What the Holy Spirit is saying tonight, here in the auditorium and around the world by internet, he's solving a lot of problems. We're going to go back and look at it again. We're not going to look at it physically nor demonically. We're going to look at it grace-wise. That I'm going to lock my fate into this grace and walk clean through this. I'm going to live and not die. I'm through managing sickness. I'm not going to manage sickness. No. I'm going to mature in my health. Help belong to me. Sickness have no right on my body. See, that don't even sound right. It don't even sound right in the church, because we done got used to it coming, and we start talking about it, start hugging it. Who we have?
Up here.
Operating. This is what you want to do. Operating in the Holy Spirit wisdom of grace according to faith. Operating in the Holy Spirit wisdom of grace according to faith. Now, we have a helper. What is his name?
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I want everybody to say his name.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within us to help us to operate in the wisdom of grace according to faith. I had a statement there that I want to get to you. Let's see. Grace means that God has thrown all his doors open for us. Faith means we've thrown all our doors open to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Connect the two now.
Uh-huh.
All God doors open for me.
Right.
And as I learn how to operate by faith, all my doors open to God.
Right.
You see, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Uh-huh.
If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him.
Yes.
I'll come in and show him or her what to do.
Yes.
Right now, everything you're dealing with, he had the door.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get this.
Yeah.
Everything you're dealing with that is not advancing your life, God is at the door knocking.
Yeah.
If my sheep hear my voice,
yeah.
Hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is a great space that many of us are going to begin to walk in deeper.
Yes, sir.
And our lives going to change.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing an old statement, but it's served well right here. Get your joy back.
Yes.
It got too much news out there.
Uh-huh.
Bad news.
Right.
For you to be listening at it.
Right.
Stay in your grace space by operating in faith. What I say?
Stay in my grace space.
Not one of God's children is special. All God's children are special.
Yes.
We got these special people.
Yes, come on.
Like they're so deep, we can't walk there. Right. You can walk anywhere anybody else walks.
Yes,
just stop listening to them lie.
Yes.
Talking about your last name, the wrong name, and all that kind of mess. And, you ain't got a college degree. I ain't got none either. But I got a conviction degree. And I'm passing the test. Come go with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take your joy back. Stop being so sad about every little thing that come up. Praise God. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. You follow what I'm saying? Stuff gonna come up, but you shut it down. No, not the Holy Spirit, not Jesus. You shut it down. You've been given authority to shut it down. And set yourself up in the presence of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father God.
My friend Jesse, you know, my best friend Jesse Planet. Jesse said me and him were sitting at the table, and something happened. We spiritual insight came, and I started saying, Jesse, that's Kenneth Hagin, but you got a duck, he might spit on you. God has thrown all his doors open for us at the cross, and in faith we throw all our doors open to him. Now, this is a small statement in writing, but it's strong in the spirit. Grace is the giver. Faith is the receiver.
Right.
Now, all doors are open.
Yes, sir.
Given grace and faith, the wonderful privilege to unlock your wonderful life in Christ. So tonight I want your life unlocked.
Yes.
I don't want your last name, what size house you live in, what kind of car you drive, what kind of salary you get to determine who you are. Because
yes,
all that can change. Are you following me? Now, these two, and I think We've been walking in one more than the other. Frustrated grace and faith-filled grace. Frustrated grace is always dwelling on our shortcoming and our mistake and how much better the other person is than we are. No such thing. No such thing. That's Satan trying to put you down.
Right.
Are you here with me yet?
Yes.
All right. Now I'm jumping around because there's so many things he said to me. But I think I'm going to say this one now. You must permit a grace invasion in your life now.
Yes.
Let him take over.
Yes.
In your prayer time, in your meditation time, in your reading time, just tell him, God, take over. Let him take over. Let him take that past out of your life. Past mistakes. And, let him wipe it out. I made all kind of mistakes before I got saved. He wiped them out. And now I cooperate with him to keep them out. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So permit a grace invasion in your life now. I said this, but it's worth saying it again. Grace is the base of the spiritual world, covering Genesis to Revelation. It's the foundation of the whole spiritual world. Without grace, we have no space in the realm of the spirit. Your prayer, your faith, your confession, your meditation are no good without grace.
Yes.
My God. Amazing grace and amazing faith produces an amazing life. Amazing grace and amazing faith produces an amazing life. No matter what your last name is, no matter, it doesn't matter. No matter what the past, how you've been making it in the past, we're not talking about the past. We're talking about the present.
Uh-huh.
We're not even talking about the future, because the present going to make the future what it be. Oh, my. Turn to Deuteronomy 11. 11:21. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to have that scripture to back it up. Finally got it. What chapter I said? Verse what? All right, let me get back. Oh, I'm back, okay. Write in your note, spending days of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Spending days of heaven on earth. That your days may be multiplied. Thank God for that. And the days of your children, thank God for that. In the land which the Lord swore to you, your father, to give them as the days of heaven on earth.
Yes,
y'all ain't made enough. Days of heaven on earth. Do you know what we're saying here? Huh? Let me, the Holy Spirit, give me a statement. We're walking in an anointing that can't be disappointed. you position yourself in the spirit realm, not by religion, but by revelation.
Yes, sir.
Being led by the Spirit, as many as led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. You have the capabilities to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pause and wait on Him. Talk to Him. Show me what to do. Guide me. Lead me. Get behind me. Push me. Look at somebody and tell them it ain't over yet. I ain't worried about no English. Don't get tell me about no English. I ain't trying to deal with no English yet. I'm trying to deal with life. I say it ain't over yet. You know what that means. Don't put your degree out on me up in here. Somebody used the word ain't. I'm trying to deal in a different dimension of the Spirit of the living God. Spending days of heaven and earth with that in mind. Deuteronomy 11:21, nothing and no one can stop you now in this life and the life to come. Told me to make this statement to you: how to continuously activate the divine power that is within you. How to continuously activate the divine power that is in you. Now, I'm about to say something. Your infirmities are a blessing to you. Your shortcomings are a blessing to you. How, Apostle, how my shortcoming and my weakness is a blessing to me. They make you know you can't depend on yourself. You're going to fail. And it's not you doing it. It's the enemy overpowering you because you're not deep enough in the Spirit. You probably never heard this before in a church, what I'm about to say. All of y'all are full of goodness. Woo, Lord have mercy. Every person in here, every person online, you are full of goodness. No matter what mistake you have made, you're still full of goodness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You ain't full of no goodness. That mistake you made. The mistake wasn't your goodness. The mistake is what trying to wipe your goodness out. But you're stronger than the mistakes. Oh, my goodness. Are you hearing me? You listening?
Yes. Yes.
Glory.
What you think forgiveness is for? It's the love of God. Spending days of heaven on earth. Sit down. Now I'm about to say a lot of words. You're going to take a lot of notes. The outpouring, infilling, overflowing, and knowing how to yield and flow are key factors to the supernatural. I'm going to go it again. The outpouring, that's the outpouring going on right now. Infilling going on right now. Overflowing and knowing how to yield and flow are key factors to the supernatural. Turn to Joel 2:28. Joel 2:28-32. Joel, J-O-E-L. I'm going to give you the other scripture to go with it as my men in the back look for Joel. Acts 2:1-4. It's in there. John 7:37-39. Those three scriptures. Let me make the statement again. The outpouring, infilling, overflowing, and knowing how to yield and flow are key factors to the supernatural. So in other words, everything you're dealing with, there's a supernatural answer. Now, you were designed by God, listen very carefully, to have no impossibilities in your life. You were designed by God because within you is creative power.
Yes, sir.
As God formed the whole world by words, he put it on the inside of you, and you can frame your world with words. You can tear down anything you want to tear down, and you can build what you want to build. I said you can tear down what you want to tear down, and you can build what you want to build. Now, who would stay home on stuff like this? Apostolic importation is going on. The average church member will never walk in the frame and status that you're going to walk in. It's a grace. It's a grace. It's not about a person. It's about a God. It's about submission. It's about yielding. It's about flowing. It's about knowing. It's about being happy when everything's not going right. The old folks say, everything going to be all right. That's old school there. Everything going to be all right. Don't look right, it don't feel right. Everything going to be all right. I'm talking to you right now. Huh? Whatever flaws, whatever transition you're making right now, I promise you, everything. Oh my goodness. Gonna be all right. He said, be still and know I'm God. El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
I'm the beginning and the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm happy about it.
Yes.
I don't care what the weather's doing out there. We got better weather in here.
Yes.
Little rain ain't going to hurt you. Little rain not going to hurt you. All right, let's see the scripture in Joel. And it shall come to pass afterward. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There are always, when things are not going right, there are always in the spirit are afterward. When I get through with it, they're going to be in your favor. Woo! Hallelujah. Everything you're dealing with now that's not right,
yeah.
I want you to know that's an afterward.
Yeah.
Your life going to be better before it happens.
Yeah. Yes,
who wouldn't shout about that?
Yeah.
Online. Who? What? How many we have online? 1,559. It's picking up. People from all over the world.
Yep.
carry me into fellowship with you. Let me say it again, because the Holy Spirit is prompting me to say it. I don't know who it's for. Everything
is
going to be all right.
Thank you, sir.
Ooh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Other words, grace is jumping all over this place. It's in your seat right now. Something we're going through, nobody but us and the Lord know about it. But grace know about it. And that's why he bring you, we congregate. His set pattern is to get revelation in you to overrule such a situation. Sit down, write that down. Revelation to overrule such a situation. Revelation to overrule such a situation. No situation will never overrule me another day. Because I know how to pause and wait on him and get a revelation that's going to overpower that situation. No situation overpowering nobody under my voice tonight. I'm about to close. No situation. I don't care what you're going through. Revelation going to overrule your situation. Oh, man. Oh, man. My mercy. In other words, all situation in here tonight is being overruled by revelation. Something I need to see. Something I need to hear. Something I need to understand. But enlightenment is coming right now. I'm not going down with this. Jesus spent 3 days in the grave. But on that third day, no matter what the opposition was, no matter who thought it had him, no matter how big the stone was, no matter how many religions was against him, on the third day, when the Father got ready, Jesus came out of that grave. That was an example to your life. Your third day coming. And I'm hearing him say, give it to me. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Stop trying to handle it mentally, physically. Give it to me. I'm going to put some illumination in places that you can't see. I'm about to put some bright places in dark places that the enemy has been showing you. And I'm going to use a broken word again. It ain't over till you win. You have to remember, in grace, no matter what space you're in, if it's not right, there's always a resurrection. Resurrection got to come every time. If you stick with him, talk to him, let him show you what to do. We're talking about the secret of living in your gray spaces. Your life is about to grow. We get out of all them work spaces and trying to please God on our own abilities. I read my Bible, I pray. No, yield. Your greatest word, sit down a minute. Your greatest word is yield. The most powerful thing you can do from this night forward is yield. Yield to your space in grace. Don't yield to your problem. Don't yield to your shortcoming. Don't yield to your mistake. Don't yield to what somebody else said. Don't yield to just government and politics and all this stuff going on, psychology and college and all that. Don't yield to just that. Yield to God. Say, I'm yielding. Tonight.
To the grace of God.
I expect great
manifestation
in my life. Tonight
is my night.
And the greatest moment is when you're by yourself.
Yes, sir.
Just you and him.
Yes, sir.
Say, God, what apostle were talking about last night? I want that.
Yes.
He's going to start showing you things. A scripture might pop up. He said, I want you to meditate this 2 weeks.
Yes.
Come on, come on. Yeah.
See, you can meditate a scripture for a year and still don't finish it. It's impregnated with manifestation, impregnated with demonstration, impregnated with victory. All the Bible, from Genesis, it's pregnant. It's pregnant with no ending. Now, you can't leave out yet tonight and say, I've been to Bible study. Oh, your life been shifted.
Yeah.
I know my. I'm shifting right now. I'm standing still, but I'm shaking. Because I love when we get in the presence of God like we did tonight.
Yeah.
I love how we pull together, and the fruit of the Spirit start growing.
Yeah, that's
right. And get your joy back.
Yeah.
Get your peace back.
Yeah.
Devil thought he was gonna destroy you, but he not. I'm going to say something, because you belong to the right church. I'm giving him glory, you know. I'm giving him glory, because insight, enlightenment, anointing are so important. Oh, my goodness. I can't hardly take it, man. Insight, anointing, revelation is so important that just one time can change everything.
Yes.
One word,
yes,
if it's anointed, can get in you and start operating.
Uh-huh.
Hebrews 4:12.
Yes.
Start operating on you. I'm going to take that out. I'm going to take this out.
Amen.
Because it wasn't normal. Somebody else put it in there.
Come on. Wow.
Kill a warning. Killer Turtle. What that thing run across my yard the other day? Killer Armadillo. Get them all out of here. The Armadillo, the Turtle, the Snake. Get them all out of here. Bringing torment in my life. My life going to be free. I'm going to have joy, love, peace, goodness, mercy in my life. I want you to tell the person next to you, God not through with me yet. So I ain't going nowhere. Tell them I ain't going nowhere. God not through with me. Tell them God not through with me yet. I'm just getting ready to flow. Stick with me, there's more to come. Because he's really talking to me about a lot of things. And I was listening to my friend today. He said, create your own world and walk in it.
Yes,
we're waiting on God to create our world. He's already created our world. And as we study like this, changes start being made. Might be a little bit at a time. Some days it might be a whole whoosha, gusha.
Yeah.
But just create your world.
Uh-huh.
And walk in it.
Yes.
By faith.
Right.
By revelation.
Yes.
By yielding to the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
By forgiving that person who did you wrong.
Yes.
Walk in love at all costs.
Yes.
Don't take them home with you. Keep your peace. God will keep him in perfect peace. Began to, on internet, teach on money cometh. There's a lot of things that the, what's that? And there's a lot of things that I need to rehearse. A lot of things need to be reversed in the body of Christ about finances. So they're getting the room ready for me, getting it set up. But I want to give you a little bit tonight money cometh hidden wisdom. The revelation of money cometh is not ordinary, it's supernatural. So we're not talking about a salary. We're talking about learning the mystery of the system of God on how to operate in finances. God desires for you to simply trust His Spirit and not waste time trying to figure your prosperity out. You trust Him. He's going to see that you're prosperous. Jesus has the revelation of money coming before anyone else. Indeed, Jesus did something like that. Guy fish all night long, caught nothing. Jesus get on the ship and just tell him, put the net on the other side. Sand water. And then the boat started running over by revelation. One more now. What Matthew 17, 27 said? Matthew 17, 27. What did he say? Put it on. Matthew 17, 27. Quickly. I'm through. I got one more thing I'm going to say. But I just want to advance you. You got tithe and offering. You got first fruit. You got, what's the other one you're running? Tying on first fruit. Inspiration, no. I know seeds. Seeds is for. Seed is the last one. Tithe and offering. Write that down. First fruit. I'm going to train you more about that. And then you're giving your arm, you give it secretly. You might help somebody, but you don't want to embarrass them. I give her $4,000. You don't want to do that. And you cannot split your, you can't split your tithe up. In other words, you're going to take 20% of your tithe and send it somewhere else to do something else and think you're tithing. That's not tithing. Your 10% got to go wherever you're being fed at. You can't turn tithe into something else on your own. But Matthew 17:27 says, notwithstanding that we should offend them, go out to the sea and cast and hoop and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Right. How many of y'all ever found a piece of money in the fish mouth? But it's not impossible. In other words, he'll use whatever way it is to get you blessed. And then the last thing I'm going to say about it. Jesus, in that 17th chapter, in the 27th verse, was explaining a money cometh demonstration. Because anytime money can come in a fish mouth, it sure can come in many other ways. And so, you know the activator. I didn't do it. It came with it. It's seed. Money coming is activated by seed. Now, if you giving and nothing coming back, pray about it. Something wrong. Because it's supposed to return to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Go ahead.